I'm just going to start. We're gonna figure it out as we go. Tanya's back, everybody. Welcome to Parenting Matters, where we talk about the matters of parenting because parenting matters. It matters to your kids, matters to you. If you're a grandparent, you're listening, what you do matters. And that's why we talk constantly about being intentional. So welcome to the podcast. Tanya is my co-host, and I am Seth, and we are here to just talk about, just have a conversation about matters of parenting because it matters. Look how many times I got that in there. And I snuck it in there a lot. So I said it a bunch last week. If you weren't with us last week, you should go check out an episode from last week. Pastor Steve Ray joined me. He's a wonderful musician, but he's also an incredible parent. And we had a lot of fun things to talk about in regards to the snowpocalypse that occurred while Tanya was out. But now she's back, and we are ready. And
no more snow.
No more snow. No more out. And today we want to talk about just some kid stuff, some fun stuff, some parenting things. I almost said parenting matters, and I didn't. And so all of you are welcome, Tanya. You're welcome.
You did say it a lot in the intro.
I did it. I'm sorry. But so anyway,
now everybody knows what we're about.
That's right. That's
parenting
right.
Matters.
And so this week, what are we talking about this week? What about that? We are just
about
talking
how to raise your children well.
Basically, I just started the recording this time because sometimes that's when the best ideas come out. There's a lot of things that are going on, right? Like, you know, Texas released all of its restrictions for COVID stuff, which doesn't mean that we can be irresponsible. And it certainly doesn't mean that if you feel more comfortable wearing a mask or social distancing and all those things, obviously that is perfectly fine. But I think it has come down to, in my own personal preference, the way that it probably should have always been, which is you do what's best for you.
Yeah.
And your responsibility is to make sure you make the wisest decision, because we can't make a wise decision for other people.
Right.
We talk about it all the time. The only person that you can really change is you. Mm-hmm. So why try to force everybody else? But that's just my own thought process.
Mine too. I think we're adults. We should be able to decide.
That's true.
If we want to get sick or not.
Or take that risk, right?
Or take the risk.
Yeah, take that risk. And, you know, for your kids, how do you discuss that with your kids? How do you talk about difficult topics? There's a lot of things that are going on in the world. And, you know, sometimes I've, just to be completely open and honest here, I don't necessarily shade or shield my kids from some of the stuff that happens in the world.
I just
don't bring it up.
Okay.
Right? There's a lot of things that I don't bring up. But if they ask questions about it, then I will give them answers. And sometimes the answers are way different than what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe that teachable moments are the best times. And if you sit in the sit down and listen times where you say, hey, we're going to talk about this.
Right.
Sometimes those are effective. But for the most part, that's like them at school. Those are the white noises that they don't hear.
Yeah.
But also, I think that there's a lot, and I've run around a lot of kids, I've been around a lot of kids all my life, and some of the most disturbing things that I've seen from kids are when kids start talking about the politics of today. Because I know what that means is their parents constantly talk about those things. Their parents constantly are watching those things.
News
and their parents have no filter in regards to the conversations that they have with their kids in regards to those things. And just like, honestly, just like the sex talk with your kids, there's an appropriate age and time for those conversations, and you should understand that. Just like with the sex talk, you feather it in,
right?
Don't you? You would never just sit down. I hope you would never just sit down with your 10-year-old and say, "We're about to go A to Z on this baby. I'm going to show you pictures. We're going to talk about it. We're going to no, of course not. It's crazy, and everybody hopefully is listening is going, yeah, that's crazy. Seth, we would never do that. And if you have, it's okay. Grace and forgiveness. Maybe cut that out with any other kids because you scarred them.
Yeah, especially if you included pictures.
That's right. So, but there are times where, you know, kids need to understand in appropriate times and levels. And I get it. There are people that are way more politically driven than I am, which is odd. I was a political science major. I studied this. I spent all of my college years learning about these things. And I went to college during the election of 2000, which was one of the most controversial elections in the history of elections. And so I learned a lot and saw a lot, and the news was all about it. But what I've learned is, like with most things in life, just relax.
Yeah.
If you get all bent out of shape about everything, mm-hmm. your life is going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And if your kids are caught up in that, they're going to be miserable.
And I think you're not teaching them that God is in control.
Yeah.
You know, you're teaching them to worry about everything and not understanding that God is in control, no matter who's president, no matter what is happening, politics and the world, God is still in control. And we have to teach them that because it's a culture of anxiety mm-hmm. and fear and things that aren't healthy for kids. Kids
they're not healthy
have
for adults.
Anxiety. Yeah.
But adults are supposed to be able to handle it better, but yeah. kids are not designed and no. ready to handle those things. They don't yeah. have the maturity and the wisdom right. and the you know, think about how fast things were moving as a kid. I was constantly in a whirlwind because I had no idea how stuff was happening. kids are just confused all the time.
Yeah.
And so you throw those kind of things at them, and sure, they're going to get overly worried. And studies will show you consistently that kids today have more anxiety than mm-hmm. ever in history.
And that is sad.
It is.
That's the time of your life you should have no worries.
No worries. You should be learning free. Things.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be constantly waking up in the middle of the night nervous about what might happen.
Right.
Because you've
with
been
politics.
Hearing, yeah, with all these things.
Yeah.
And I get it. This it's pretty controversial right now because everybody's on has decided to take a step back for years and years and years. The world, but the United States specifically was divided into two party lines, basically. And the reality was, I used to tell kids all the time when I taught class, they're pretty close, mm-hmm. right? There's a few very small differences, but now it seems like. Even though those differences are unchanged, and the if they were able yeah. to stand back, they would. But emotions have gotten into it,
yeah.
And now it seems like they're further apart than ever.
And I think obviously news and social media and all those things don't help.
No, you know? And the access to the internet, the ability to instantly know what's going on, yeah,
it just creates a greater divide, more drama.
That's which is why you know, which is why so many people listen. I was talking to somebody just the other day, who, man. Just constantly talking to me about her side of things. Mm-hmm. And after listening for about 5 minutes, I said, hey, one of the things that you haven't said yet is what scripture teaches us about any of this.
Yeah.
You're wrapped up in all of the politics and wrapped up in all of the things that the world is throwing at you. But that's exactly the opposite of what scripture teaches yeah. you. In fact, scripture teaches us that that is going to happen, and right. it's way easier because it's right in front of your eyes to be completely consumed by it, and you don't even recognize how far you've walked away from what the truth and values yeah. That you said that you follow when you decided to follow Christ. And you know, when you follow Christ, you die to your old self. Mm-hmm. And the issues and troubles of the world, and you turn and you follow Christ
yeah.
solely. And that includes all the things that you worry and the things that you put your mind to. Because, and this, nobody likes to hear this either, but the things that you focus your attention on are the things that you worship.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
Right?
Right.
And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to hear because they're like, oh, no, that's. And the person that I was talking to said the exact same thing. Her response was, oh, yeah, but, yeah. And that's because you don't have a good response.
Yeah.
You think about the amount of time that you spent watching TV or news or, you know, talking about politics or talking about the things that the other party did that you didn't like or mm-hmm. all of the horrible things that are coming down the pipe and things that negative. But at no point have you said, but you know what? That's exactly what Christ promised us.
Yeah.
As followers of him, you're going to be going counter to what the world has said. And you definitely don't jump in the current and follow it, but you have to understand that those tough things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And somebody put it very well in something I was listening to this week. You know, the American Christianity or the American Jesus follower is very different than what the Christ follower
yeah.
should look like. Because, you know, the American Christian, their idea is that things should be very good, things should be
right.
always easy, and
yep.
things should be very pleasant. And if they're not, that means that, yep. you know, they're doing something wrong or... you know, why is God punishing me for something instead of saying, man, God, Jesus himself said troubles and trials are going to come
right.
at you because you are set apart from the world that is solely focused on being against me.
And I think that's a good thing to teach your kids, is that you're not always going to be comfortable. Yeah. As a Christian, you can't expect to always be happy and joyful, yes, you know, but things aren't always going to be easy, but it's those difficult things that shape you and grow you and build your character. And
so and you're not always going to be on the side that everybody else is.
Right.
Which is hard because kids only want to fit in.
Yeah.
I mean, adults only want to fit in, which is why you end up bending and acquiescing to some of the things that are going on. But that is counter to what we have decided to do. And again, we all get to make the personal decision to follow Christ. Mm-hmm. Nobody forces you.
Right. And Jesus says, count the cost before you make that decision.
That's right. And it is high.
It is high. It didn't say like, oh, this is going to be great. You're going to accept me and life's going to be wonderful all the time. He said, count the cost and know what you're getting into.
And you said something that was very important. We need to teach our kids not that things are always going to be doom and gloom.
Right.
Because I think that's the other side of the yes. You know, that seems like a negative way of thinking. That seems like, no. That's not a negative way of thinking, because the joy that we have in the Lord
and the hope
is deep inside of us, that that is the direction of our life, that nobody can take that away from us. Mm-hmm. Our present circumstances do not determine whether or not we have joy.
Right.
Happiness is a fleeting thing.
Yeah.
We were never promised happiness. We were never promised, you know, what's the word? Affluence and all those things.
Right.
That's where we've gotten off track. And as long as our kids understand what the real meaning of joy is and the real, what does it look like to truly follow Christ, then they're going to understand that that life is so much better. And it sounds it's counter, right?
Right.
It's counter to what we just have been talking about, because it seems like it's a little bit more negative, but it's not. It is the freedom that the gospel offers.
Right. I heard a podcast a year ago. It was a mom, and she was making an interesting point. Like, we try to have peace, and to us, like, peace is like where everything's going well. Your kids are quiet. Life is good. And that's peace, right? That's what we're seeking. Like, I'm seeking peace and things are just calm and good. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, I came to bring you peace in the midst of the chaos. So she's like, you know, I've got like five kids hanging off my cart at Target and, you know, being all crazy and stuff. She's like, but you find peace in that. And that is the peace that Christ brings. It's not about our circumstances. It's not about having everything just so and then finally have peace. It's about holding on to the peace of Christ in the midst of craziness and chaos. And so it just was a good reminder of, like, what kind of peace are you seeking? Are you seeking that circumstantial peace, or are you seeking true peace that comes in the midst of the storm?
The process of parenting, it's not a beginning and an end, right? No matter, 18 doesn't mean that you're done being a parent.
You're right? Out of the house.
That's a change of season. But the process of parenting is ongoing, and just like your relationship with Christ and the sanctification process, we must always be aware. And okay, here's where I was trying to go, and I lost track. And when you get older, it happens. Apparently, you're not just trying to reach a destination. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of people get off, is if I can just get here.
It's so true.
If I can just get to this point.
And that's my personality. I struggle with that.
I think it's most people's personality because we're finite beings.
Yeah.
And this is where God is so much different than us. Mm-hmm. He's an infinite God.
No time.
And we are finite beings. So we have beginnings and ends, and we are built around the beginnings and the ends of things. And so when you begin your parenting journey, you're thinking, there are times, we can all be honest, there are times where we're like, man, when this kid gets out of diapers.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, when this kid learns to drive.
Yeah.
Man, when this kid gets out of my house. Right? There are milestones.
Sure.
But they're not endpoints.
Right.
And so the process, we should not be ever looking to just get to somewhere.
Right.
And just like in our walk with Christ, we're not trying to just get somewhere. In our life, we're not trying to get somewhere, right? The American dream is a big house, a couple cars, two kids, and a dog. But man, when you get there, and I got there back in 2012, I looked around and it was empty.
Yeah.
I knew there was so much more, and I knew that God had something else that I didn't even see coming. And he wrecked my world and threw everything together and started bringing in kids into my house. And, and you know, but that's the right thing for me. And right. whatever the right thing might be for you, if you reach a destination, you just quit, man, you have fallen prey and victim mm-hmm. to exactly what the evil one wants you to do in regards to your parenting, in regards to your life. Yeah. And that's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and it's so easy.
Yeah, because that's what everybody else is trying to do.
That's what everybody else is doing.
That's why it's so much easier. The hardest thing in the world is to do what everybody else is not doing.
Yep.
I had that conversation, I think, with Zoe just the other day. And then I've had it with all of my kids and the older ones. And we had a conversation last night with one of our kids, our older kids, about I went and did a job, helped try to get some water back on this one guy's house. And he was a convicted felon. He'd been in prison for a little while. And, you know, he really was trying to make a go at it. Mm-hmm. And as he was talking to us, it became very apparent. He was constantly blaming other people.
Oh, yeah.
For why mm-hmm. he got in trouble.
Yeah.
And what we tried to explain to him is that, you know, you've got to get away from those associates because your association with those people alone makes you guilty
yeah.
at this point because you've made some bad decisions. And now because you won't separate yourself from the people that are continuing to make bad decisions, it doesn't matter that you've walked away from them.
Right.
It's still going to happen. And so I was trying to explain to Isabella, sorry, I outed her, that's the way it is. You can't associate with the world
mm-hmm.
and not find yourself associated
right.
with the world.
And doing the things of the
now,
world.
Yeah. Paul says you got to get into the world.
Right.
And you've got to be a part of it.
Try to change it.
But be the influence that is counter mm-hmm. to what's going on. And it doesn't mean that you cast judgment on all those people that are not Christ followers. That is not our job.
Right.
But instead, love those people.
Yep.
And show them the truth through your actions and through your words. But be very careful who you bring into your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important part. You need to love on people that are hard to love and love on people that are away from Christ, because how else could you get to, you know, evangelize and make right. Jesus' name known if all you hang around is a bunch of Christian people.
Right.
But at the same time, you're not allowing them influence in your life.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Right.
And your kids need to understand that in regards to their friends, in regards to all the things that they do. So, but Tanya's kind of low energy today, obviously.
Yeah,
she's still on the other side of not being well.
Sorry for
No, it's not your, I was just going to say I'm sorry I talk so much, but I could tell in your eyes. You're like, I'm not ready for this yet. But we also, what it also did is it made it a little bit heavier today.
It did.
Sorry. Although, again, go back to last week's episode. It was a whole lot more laughing with Steve and I. We were a lot, and we only had 6 views, listens at this point in the week, and that's way too low. So get out there,
listen.
It's a good one. We talked about the snowpocalypse. It's just not. It's fun to reminisce on crazy times that happened. A lot of fun things that happened. And again, next week, Tanya should be fully engaged and fully
energized.
She's going to take her B12 shot. She's going to be ready to go. I don't even know if that works, but I heard it on a TV show the other day.
Good. I have vitamin B supplements.
I hear it's good stuff.
My doctor said every woman over 35 needs them.
Boom. There you go. So, what about men? Because sometimes I need energy. Well, you are a lady, so there's no reason to bring that up. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us on Parenting Matters this week. We hope you have a great week. If you ever need anything, you can reach out to us. You can go to m1bc.org, hit the contact form, and it'll make our way to us. If you just put attention to Tanya or Seth or Parenting Matters, you can also email us directly, tanya@magnoliasfirst.org and seth@magnoliasfirst.org. We do hope you have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Bye.